Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report and bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guide Service. Pete, even with the heat, it sounds like you've been pretty busy out on the lakes and rivers and bodies of water across the region.
Yep, I'm on a string of, 14 days in a row of guide trips and just getting into that. And we've been getting a lot of bluegills that are post-spawn. They're out on the weed lines. And now this last week, we've been getting into some perch, and they've been some pretty nice ones. And best bite has been on helgramites, and you get a few on redworms, but helgramite has been definitely the best.
So if somebody doesn't know, what is a helgramite?
It is a dragonfly larva. You can find it in usually stagnant ponds, in shallow water, usually less than or waist deep roughly. And you go in there with a dip net and you dip into the weeds, and you shake the weeds and you look what's in your net. And if you're in the right area, you can get maybe 1 to 6 helgramite per dip if you're in a good area.
So why do the fish like the helgramites?
It is like, I think it's high in protein, and naturally at this time of the year, they're finding it in their lakes down where they're swimming. And really everything we caught today, we caught walleye, bass, bluegill, perch, and even a softshell turtle, of all things. The thing was like 20 pounds, and first time I've ever netted one of those, put it that way.
So what did you do when you got something on the line that felt heavy? Did you just think it was a turtle?
It was my client, and he says, I don't know what I got on here. And well, actually yesterday we had one to the boat also. It might even be the same one, and it got off. But I saw the thing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it is a great big turtle. And he fought it good. He did well, and actually got it to the net. And it was definitely the heaviest thing I've ever lifted in that net.
Hey, when you use helgramites, do you have to do anything different than, say, if you have like a worm or you're working one of your lures in the water to make them look realistic?
Mainly I'm tight lining, just 2 split shots and a single size 6 Aberdeen hook. And I actually split the helgramites in half and hang the guts so they're facing down. And I think the helgramite is more about smell than anything. Once you get the smell in the water in an area, it just keeps drawing more and more fish in. Is my theory. So it's all about the smell.
Sure. So how do you tackle this? Another one of those holiday weekends where there's a lot of recreational boaters out there. If you're a fisherman, how do you tackle working around the people out there water skiing and jet skiing and still having some success?
Well, I start my trips 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. and usually about 10 o'clock is when the pleasure boaters start coming out. So it usually works out okay. You just got to start early and get your fill, and be done early.
Well, you mentioned you're on a 14-day run, but I'm sure you always have room later in the year to book a trip. Tell us about Best Dam Guide Service.
Yep. If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you do. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and we will chat next week.
Sounds good. One more thing I'd like to add. My Best Dam two-man tournament is next Saturday on Beaver Dam, and that's bass or walleyes. And you bring in your three biggest fish. It could be bass or walleyes of legal size. And I'll have a meat raffle, and that begins at 5:30 at Waterworks Park in Beaver Dam.
And where can they find more information on that?
That's also on my Facebook page under Pete Huff.
All right, Pete, have yourself a great weekend, and hopefully you're going to fill that up. And actually, you're going to talk to Justin next week, so I will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's take our look over at Fishtails this holiday weekend. For the second straight week, I've got Tim Nails on the line. Tim, how you doing?
Well, we got some beautiful weather. Looks like the 4th of July is going to be nice. Maybe a chance of rain Sunday, but other than that, the weekend looks like it's going to be very enjoyable.
Hey, what do we got going on? What have you heard around Fox Lake? What have the fish been doing this week?
Well, fishing pressure has picked up. Last week we had a couple 90-plus degree days, slowed the traffic down a little bit. Guys that are going out this week reporting some good catches of fish, getting some crappies out in the deep water. Bluegills have now moved off the beds. They're out off the rocks in the deeper water. But overall, fishing has been good. I did hear of a couple large muskies being caught in the last 3-4 days. As you know, when it gets warm and the water warms up, the muskies look for the cool water in the springs. And guys been in targeting and doing very, very well. I did hear of a 54. I did hear of a couple 46s. So that's always encouraging.
Have you heard anything from any of the other lakes around Fox Lake?
You know, I heard they were getting a few crappies on Beaver Dam. I talked to the guys that fished the walleye Wednesday. I guess they got a few there, pulling crawler harnesses. Guys going up to Puckaway are reporting some decent pan fishing. I haven't heard much on Big Green. I know they were getting some nice smallmouth action up there. But other than that, I haven't heard a lot. You know, guys are still going down to Madison, getting some nice bluegills. So fishing has been okay in the area.
Well, one of the things, obviously, you need to stop into Fishtails, not only to get your stuff for to catch the fish and get them in your boat, but also to stay cool in the on the water with the heat coming. Tell us about Fishtails. What do they find at the store?
Well, we're located right in downtown Fox Lake, right by the bridge, 529 West State Street. We got a cooler full of beer. We got shelves full of liquor. We got the best ice in Fox Lake. So we got everything you need to get out on the lake and have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July.
Hey, Tim, we appreciate all you do at Fishtails, and we'll talk to you next week.
Just like to mention that Saturday night, Fox Lake does have their fantastic fireworks show. Those will be shot off from the city park in Fox Lake. And I'm going to tell you, for the size of Fox Lake, with the donations from our local businesses and individuals, we put on a fantastic show. So if you got nothing to do Saturday night, come to Fox Lake and check us out.
Awesome stuff, Tim. Thanks for getting that in there. And again, have yourself a great holiday weekend as well.
Happy 4th to you. Be safe.
Let's take a look at the Madison chain as we roll through a 4th of July weekend. Bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, what's the news down there? What's happening?
Well, the heat has really been the news, I'm sure, for everybody that listens to your show here. It's been kind of top of mind, keeping people kind of off the water a little bit. The folks that are venturing out are finding good action. Bluegills are generally done spawning here in town, so we're just going to kind of be in that summer kind of cruise control, I like to call it, where everything's just going to kind of stay the same for a while. You're going to have most of your fish are going to be found on outside weed edges. Walleyes are being found on mid-lake humps. A lot of good bass action up shallow, topwater frogs and stuff across the tops of weeds. And it's going to be like that probably, you know, through September until things start to cool down again.
Sure. Biggest thing is if you're out there fishing, make sure you stay cool. I talked to a veteran fisherman who says he'll actually dunk his head in the water if he's out in a boat on the lake after a while, just to make sure you stay cool down.
Oh, yeah. Staying cool and staying hydrated is a big thing. I made the mistake of I was doing some work and I had to wear waders this weekend. And, man, in 20 minutes I was completely soaked. And, yeah, I had forgot some water, so... Yeah, I felt the effects pretty quick, so do be careful out there for sure.
Is 4th of July weekend, just like the Memorial Day and Labor Day weekends, where there is a lot more recreational traffic out there that the diehards have to kind of work around to have success?
Absolutely. I mean, at least here in Madison, it seems like right after Memorial Day is kind of the kickoff, and then it'll go right up until Labor Day. So 4th of July is no exception to high recreational boater traffic out there, but the anglers here in town adjust. They get out early and they finish early, you know, and everybody's able to work it out okay.
Sure. Well, for the most up-to-date, obviously, fishing updates from the Madison chain, you need to go to DNS Bait and Tackle. Tell us all about what you got going on in there and what they can do for your fishing and for your beating the heat.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here in Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for people coming through town. We do have everything in stock that you need to get out on the water and a big selection of bait. We do have leeches still in stock. We do a weekly fishing report, so we got our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town. We publish that on our social media every Friday at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop at Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And then we also do a good old-school phone line that you can call in. 608-BIG-FISH is the number there.
All right, Pat, I appreciate all you guys do at DNS Bait and Tackle. You'll talk to Ninja next week. Have yourself a good 4th weekend.
Sounds good, Wade. You have a good vacation. Take care.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats. Wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues right now as we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, it sounds like you've been fishing for almost 2 weeks straight every day.
Every day, Wade. Today is my 12th day straight, and it sounds stupid, but I'm kind of pooped. I think I'm taking tomorrow off, but yeah, we've been all over. You know, we ran that big tournament out here on Fox Lake. We had a nice number of boats. There's a lot of fish caught, a lot of nice fish caught on Fox Lake. Unfortunately, it seems to be my theme this year, but no, my wallet's not any bigger, but we had fun. We caught like 30 some fish, but for the tournament, but only two that kept. But you know, yesterday I was on three different lakes. Today I was down at Big Cedar, down by West Bend for a little topwater bite. I mean, I left the house at 4 this morning. So yeah, the fishing's been good to okay. I mean, it's not fabulous on most area lakes, but the fish are still biting pretty much everywhere.
Now, we know you're a bass guy, but when you go like these long runs, do you like to try to change things up? Do you like to, like, I'm going to go here today, I'm going to maybe use this lure, tomorrow I'm going to use this here. Is it the same, just of the different view every time you go out?
No, that, you know, and that's why, like, for example, today we went to Big Cedar. I mean, it's super clear. A lot of the, you know, weeds are down like this in 10 foot of water. You got weeds coming up to 3 foot and 7 foot with nothing. I mean, the topwater bite is normally and is fantastic over there. And we're throwing like a lot of poppers and like pop max baits kind of stuff, which is something you'd never throw out here on Fox Lake because the fish can't see it.
Sure.
You know, and like the Partyville lakes we were on yesterday. I mean, that's a big jig lake along the edge of the rocks. It's a bait called a whopper plopper. It's like a hard buzz bait. They love that bait over there in, you know, the Partyville area lakes. And then, you know, like out here on Fox Lake and Big Green and such, they hardly ever eat a whopper plopper. So, you know, it all depends what lakes you're on and, you know, definitely the different techniques.
Awesome stuff there. Now, you mentioned other lures and such. When you get this long stretch of hot, you change things up besides, you talked about last week, dunking your head in the water to make sure you stay upright with all this heat?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot. My wife keeps buying Gatorade, and Gatorade and water is the best thing you can do. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when the water right now is like 82 degrees, like out on Big Green, those fish start moving to the deep weed beds, the deep rock piles, and kind of the same thing out here in Fox Lake. You know, a lot of those bass and a lot of those walleyes, they start moving deep when the surface temp gets to be about 80 degrees.
Sure. Do most veteran fishermen carry a thermometer in if they don't have it on their boat and the gear? Can you just plop one in the water to see what the temperature is, or do you have to go deeper than that, or how does that work?
No. Well, everybody's, you know, Lake Michigan, it's kind of a big thing, water temperature. You know, they got probes on their downriggers when they go down 50 feet, 100 feet or whatever. There's probes on their downrigger. But, you know, basically every freshwater angler in the area, they just got a surface temp on their locator. I mean, you know, like Big Green is probably as deep as it is. You know, you go down 20 feet, it's probably 15 degrees colder. But like Fox Lake, you got a surface temp of 80 degrees. It's probably like, I don't know, 78, you know, 5-6 feet down. So.
Okay, well, if you want to catch fish, Raw Bass Customs, tell us about your lures, and also if somebody wants to book a fishing trip later on this year, how do they do it?
Well, right now the topwater baits are selling just about everywhere, and that big glide bait, a lot of the area stores just got a fresh fill. I paint 72 different kinds of blanks, from bass, walleye, muskie to northern.
They're available here at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage. And Dick Smith and Pewaukee are probably your three local easiest places to get to. And as far as guide service, I'm pretty much booked in July. But we can take some clients out here in August.
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. I supply everything but food and drink.
That's 920-948-8467.
You got her.
All right, Rick, have yourself a great 4th of July weekend, and we will chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good. And just don't forget, Fox Lake has got the fireworks out here on Saturday, weather permitting. And there's nothing better than watching the fireworks in a boat. When the fireworks reflect off the water, it's a pretty cool thing. I highly suggest if you got a boat, you go and watch the fireworks.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, Wade.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.